From the heart of Florida's great Northwest, this is Radio. Indeed it is. I'm Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio located in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We have a great show for you tonight, and once again, we have a stellar audience, probably the most attractive audience we've ever had on radio. I think so. Yeah, okay. If only everybody could see. And very enthusiastic as well. This is a great show tonight. We have some old friends on the show tonight. In fact, all of the people that are on the show tonight have been here before, and we're glad to have them back, particularly here in the holiday season in December. We're going to start with Doug and Talisha Williams. They have graced this stage many times en route to their current manifestation as Wild Ponies. It's been quite an evolution from their acoustic duo act based in Virginia to a new pumped-up trio, adding Jake Weinbrenner on drums and cranking out a more aggressive and darker sound. It's a great sound. This sound is evident in their newest CD, Things That Used to Shine, recorded in Nashville over a three-day period and released on the independent label Ditch Dog Records. High energy and no hesitation are the hallmarks of the Wild Ponies these days. They've totally given up their day jobs in Virginia, they've moved to Nashville, and they're devoting their efforts full-time to creating great music, and we're all the better for it. Join me in welcoming Wild Ponies.
Well, I swear the gun went off before I even pulled the trigger. The blood was on his face and hands, and then I saw him stagger. He took two steps to the right, and then he went down on his knees, and I was looking at his eyes. He was looking right past me. Old times shall not be forgotten, and there's no tree that won't fall somehow. The two of us in front of Ruby Falls. He took me there in 93, though he didn't want to go. Was afraid of being underground, down in a deep, dark hole. Old times shall not be forgotten. There's no trail that won't fall someday.
He stared right at that picture till he didn't. Left his body, and his body found the floor, and the salt and pepper shakers that we got our wedding day set on the kitchen table above him where he lay.
Old times shall not be forgotten, and there's no tree that won't fall someday.
Him laying there right on my kitchen floor, his blood spilled on the tile that he laid 9 years before, and the blood that pooled around him may not wash away my sin, but I'll be damned if he's ever gonna touch my girl again.
Old times shall not be forgotten,
there's no tree
that won't fall someday.
Someday. kicking it off with a murder ballad. We are wild ponies. That's how we
I roll. Broke a string on the very first chord, the very first note I played.
That takes a talent, honey. Really does.
Pat said no hesitation. I did not hesitate.
He went for it. He went all in. Totally all in. So, we live in East Nashville, which is the less countryside of Nashville. It's the poorer side of Nashville. We love it over there, and there's a great community of songwriters, and we get together and do little songwriting circles over there all the time, and we love it. And we were at a song circle one night with Amy Spies, who has been here before and is coming back, I think, in January. And after the song circle was breaking up, Amy was like, "Hey, I've got this line, and I want to write this song with you guys. It's just the perfect line to work on a song with y'all." So it was getting kind of late, and we were like, "I don't know, Amy. I don't know about that. Maybe tomorrow." And she was like, "Well, I have a bottle of wine." And we were like, "Okay, we'll come over." And so we went over to Amy's house, and within 45 minutes, we had killed the bottle of wine, written the song, and uploaded the video to YouTube. Technology. This is the song. Don't you think I didn't see you coming? Hiding in the shadows, showing up right on cue. By the way you were moving, I could tell you were gonna be trouble. Trouble looks good on you. Maybe, maybe you're thinking that you just can't miss sneaking in to steal a kiss, or maybe two. What would I do? Well, if you're gonna do it, you better do it on the double. 'Cause darling, trouble looks good on you. To let down my guard, can I trust my heart? I wish I knew if you'd be true. I've been working every day trying to keep myself away from trouble. So, has anybody in here had a tarot card reading before? Don't lie.
I think people are lying. Nobody ever admits to that.
Y'all
were
so
like,
enthusiastic.
Afraid somebody's gonna look.
Well, I had a tarot card reading last fall, and it was the craziest experience I've ever had. And my tarot card reader set me on this path to search for my own truth. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how you went about finding your own truth. So I trained for a half marathon, and I got a new tattoo, and I went back to therapy and all kinds of crazy things. And I think I actually found the truth in the writing of this song. It's called The Truth Is. The truth is, sometimes I lie, and I always hate to say goodbye, even only for a little while. Truth is, sometimes I pick fights when I should say I'm sorry. Sometimes I make a mess, sometimes a little more. Sometimes I make a fist and don't know what I'm fighting for. The truth is, I'm a dang good friend, and when I bet, I go all in. It doesn't matter what the odds are. The truth is, I trust the cards, and every day the stars. Maybe sometimes I should listen. Sometimes I make a mess, sometimes a little more. Sometimes I make a fist and don't know what I'm fighting for. The truth is, I like to hear a train moan. It reminds me that I'm not really alone. There's someone somewhere doing something. I make a mess, sometimes a little more. Sometimes I make a fist and don't know what I'm fighting for. The truth is, I'm more broken than brave. There are things I still think about every day, like his footsteps in the hall. Oh,
The Wild Ponies. All right. And Doug and Talisha will be back with us in the second half of the program. The program is Radio Live, coming to you live this evening from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida, and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. On the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for our Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front, and we thank them for that. All right, joining me now, another good friend, Mr. Cliff Eberhard. Cliff has a very storied career, been a professional musician since about the age of 15. He has a very illustrious recording career with Windham Hill Records when it existed. And then he's been with Red House Records for numerous recordings. He has some of his own recordings here tonight that I'm going to talk to you about in just a minute. He hung out with a pretty good crowd in New York City in the late 70s. He was performing with the likes of Suzanne Vega, John Gorka, and Sean Colvin in legendary clubs like The Bitter End. He has had numerous releases. His album, 500 Miles, the Blue Rock Sessions, upon its release in 2009, quickly became one of the top-selling folk music downloads on iTunes. Interesting thing about Cliff. Cliff's gotten highbrow on me here since the last time I was hanging out with him. Between April through June of 2012, he performed in and wrote original music for a production of The Taming of the Shrew at the Folger Shakespeare Theater in Washington. He stole the show, basically, from what I hear from all the reviews I've read. And subsequently, the theater released a CD that he has here tonight called Shrew Songs, Music for the Taming of the Shrew. Please join me in welcoming once again to Radio Live, Cliff Eberhard.
Thank you. None of that was true. But it was nice. Well, if it was true, I can't remember. So.
A month of Sundays, 2 weeks from Tuesday, halfway across the country this time. Always your face appears in my dreams, brings me back home. Tonight, always your face in my memory. On the freeway, headed the wrong way. Your arms can't reach me this time. Always your face appears in my dreams, brings me back home. Tonight, in my memory, I don't feel alone. Tonight,
this life can toss and turn you when you follow the paths of your dreams. How these nights feel so long,
in my memory. I don't feel alone tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. That song always seems to perk me up for some reason. It's on my new Dance Mix album. It's 45 minutes of that song, that's it. I hope that's a train going through and that I'm not having a stroke. So. One of the symptoms is you hear horns. Well, this next song, I wrote, I usually, when I travel a great deal, I tour a lot, and I usually tour with several books, usually a fiction and a nonfiction, but one time I only brought one book, I'd forgotten my other book, and the one book that I happened to have with me was Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time. It's a real page-turner, that one, I tell you. It's a good book when you have insomnia, as I do. So I had to read something else, and the only other book was the Gideon's Bible in the room, and they have really different opinions of the universe, those two books. I grew up during the space race, and I remember we were always sending men out into outer space, but according to Stephen Hawking, we're already in outer space. We're as far as we can get. And also when I was a kid, I was brought up Baptist, believe it or not. And we used to pray up to heaven, but if there's no up or down, according to Stephen Hawking, the people in the Southern Hemisphere are praying upside down. The people in the equator just kind of, this might not be interesting to you, but I named a whole album after this song, so. Come a midnight train, and it calls your name. Can't you hear that whistle blow? Better pack your bags, 'cause you leave tonight for the high above and the down below, yes. No east or west, no right or left, it's up to chance just where we go. 'Cause they go between is a slot machine in the high above and the down below. Lost in the fog, check the captain's log, keep her steady as she goes. At the river Styx, all abandoned ship for the high. Knows when it's time to go. Some people want it clear. Don't waste your time on nursery rhymes. Try living well. Thank you.
some people want to clear you. Don't waste your time on nursery rhymes. Try living while you're here. Come a bad night train and it calls your name. Can you hear that whistle blow? This train stops twice, but it's all one price for the high above and the down below. For the high above and the down below. For the high above and the down below, yes.
Here's another song. That's all you're going to get tonight, folks. Song, 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 song. This is one of the songs that was in the Taming of the Shrew. I didn't write this for the Taming of the Shrew. I wrote this years ago, but they heard this on radio, and that's why they called me, because I dropped Shakespeare's name in this song. So they thought it was that easy. But then I had to write all these songs to fit the play, and that was not easy, because I had to co-write with William Shakespeare. The pain he is. Never satisfied. There were all polkas in that play. So. I didn't get my nap, so.
No sailboat. No deep blue sea, no candlelight, just you and me. No violins, just jungle beat. Just a warm, wet night on city street. Just your eyes in mine, no moon above that. Kind of love. I can hear the noise as I try to sleep. I can hear your voice making love to me. I can hear some fool up on a balcony, just a Shakespeare drunk killing poetry. I think I know what you're dreaming of, that kind of love. Everybody worries, everybody runs, everybody runs, everybody searches, somebody settles, everybody wants to be in love. No big house, no big hill, little room, no big thrill. Summer hot, winter chill. I love you.
tongue in cheek, hand in glove. Do you know what I'm thinking of? That kind of love. That kind of love. That kind of love. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Cliff Eberhart, and Cliff will be back with us in the second half of the program as well. And the program is Radio Live. We do this live down here in the Museum of Commerce the first Thursday of every month, and then we broadcast it on subsequent Thursdays, the encore programs. But we encourage you to put it on your calendar. Come on down here on the first Thursday. The doors open at 5, and the show starts at 6 p.m. And it's a lot of fun, as you might imagine. Are you all having fun?
Yes.
That's what I thought. My next guest has been on Radio Live once before. We're delighted to have her back. I will speak slowly so she has time to go get what she needs. Virginian-born Nora Jane Struthers was educated at NYU's Steinhardt School of Education and taught at a charter school in Brooklyn while cutting her musical teeth as a folk rock performer in New York clubs like CBGB's and The Cutting Room. Her album Carnival, issued on her own label in April of this year, is a critically acclaimed follow-up to her 2010 solo debut and marks the recording debut of her touring band, The Party Line, and caps 3 years of work that included a recognition of her group as best band at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, a stint as featured vocalist and songwriter in the Nashville-based band Barefoot, and touring in the United States, France, and Germany. The Party Line includes Joe Overton playing clawhammer banjo and providing harmony vocals, Drew Lawhorn on drums, Nick DeSebastian on upright bass and guitar, and Jack Devereaux on fiddle. Please join me in welcoming to Radio Live Nora Jane Struthers and The Party Line.
Everything there is to see. I wanna see the bearded lady in a yellow dress. I wanna pray for the man on the highway. I wanna trouble finding places to stand, so they built a tent especially for him. I wanna see the Fiji mermaid swimming in a tank, taste the briny water she splashes with her tail. Watch the Siamese twins as they glide and sway. Look, there's a man with a bed of nails. What good is a bed of
so much. Radio Live. On my way down here, people always ask us, you know, where we've been and where we're going. And last night we played in Mobile, Alabama, and people were asking where we were going, and I was like, well, we're going down to Pensacola, Florida, and we're going to play this live radio thing. It's called Radio Live. Which made me feel kind of silly. But, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, what have you got, really? We put out a music video for this next song, and it just got picked up by CMT Pure, which is a music video channel that Country Music Television runs. And we had the opportunity to have our fans vote for it. It was up against a lot of other videos and voted into the top 12. They call it the 12-pack countdown. And our fans and friends were so supportive and up against people like Mumford & Sons and Taylor Swift and Keith Urban and Jimmy Buffett. They voted us to number one. So it was really exciting. And we're grateful to everybody who did that and for CMT too. But if you haven't seen the video yet, it's really beautiful. Our friend Dicey Wildman made it. So check it out. It's online. And this is the song. It's called Bike Ride.
Going on a bike ride, sidewalk on the right side. I could go anywhere. Going on a bike ride, nothing but the sunshine. I could go anywhere. It's been such a long time. I'm going on a bike ride. Ooh, somehow I thought I lost my wings, but I feel them now as my handlebar bell sings. What a simple thing. Going on a bike ride, sidewalk on the right side. I could go anywhere. Going on a bike ride, nothing but the sunshine. I could go anywhere. It's been such a long time. I'm going on a bike ride. Shortest way. On and I know I can just enjoy the day. I'll get there either way. Going on a bike, tap on the right side. I could go anywhere. Going on a bike, nothing but the sunshine. I could go anywhere. It's been such a long time. I'm going on a bike ride. Sunshine, I could go anywhere. It's been such a long time. I'm going on a bike ride. It's been such a long time. Going on a bike ride.
Thank you so much. I know I think I already got introduced, y'all, but just one more time. This is Jack Devereaux on the fiddle. This is Nick DeSebastian back there on the bass. Drew Lawhorn on the drums. Joe Overton on the banjo. Pretty good looking party line, huh? All right, we're going to play you one more, and then we'll turn it back over to Wild Ponies.
slates and books were resting dejected upon their desks. Their skirts bloomed out around them like the late spring tulips. Yeah, their skirts bloomed out around them like the late spring tulips. Henrietta glanced up, called to come and see. Peering o'er the ponytails, all was revealed to me. A shiny deck of playing cards was strewn upon the ground. Hastily we snatched them up as the bell began to sound. Yeah, hastily we snatched them up as the bell began to sound. When the lessons ended, we lingered in the street. We counted up and made sure that the whole deck was complete. And then Henrietta handed the entire lot to me. She said, Annabelle, tonight, keeper of the cards you'll be. She said, Annabelle, tonight, won't you keep them safe for me? When I got home, I crept into my room and shut the door. Knew it should be stepped, but still I spread them on the floor. Red and black and yellow, green, blue, purple and white. All the faces of the kings and queens brought colorfully to life. And the faces of the royalty brought colorfully to life. Till it was too late, like a storm out of the southwest, she blew in and she raged. Before I knew what hit me, all the cards were in her hands. She was screaming at the devil, to the kitchen fire she ran. She was screaming at the devil, to the kitchen fire she ran. Hot on her heels in horror, I knelt before the flames, where the beauty of each number was burning to my brain. My hands deep in my pockets, my teary eyes cast down. My mother learned me all the places Satan can be found. Yeah, my mother learned me all the places Satan can be found. Harmless, a game of cards can lead to greed and lust and whiskey, even infidelity. She made me swear to never hold the devil's deck again, but I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed. Yeah, I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed. I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed. Oh yeah, I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed. I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed.
Thanks so much, y'all. See you in a bit.
Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line, and they will be back in the second half of the program, and we're getting to the second half of the program here in just a few minutes. But first, I need to remind you that support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee, on the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for all of our Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front, and we thank them for that.